This is The Think Tank with Dr. Michael Neal, talking about the major political, economic, and social issues of the week. The Think Tank, KTAR News on 92.3 FM and KTAR.com.
Two topics this week, both highly relevant to the upcoming election. In the second half of the show and upcoming, we are going to talk with Adrian Fontes. He's the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State. We would, by the way, have had his opponent on, but he declined several invitations, or did not, did not respond to several invitations. But the first half of our show, kind of setting a context for this, Sybil Francis is president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona. And you were on the show a couple of months ago, I think, when we were discussing a recent poll on what Arizonans want. This is a second effort, and I wonder if you would tell us what you set out to do in this second poll and how it relates to the first.
Well, thanks so much, Mike. Great to be with you again. What we really set out to do was center the voices of Arizonans in this election season. We wanted to find out what voters are thinking about the major issues facing our state, and also give an opportunity to share those interests, and then we can share those with the candidates running for office, because we hear so much political dialogue, but it's not always clear that that's connected to what Arizona voters actually want to hear about. So that was really the objective of this poll. We did one prior to the primary, and then we thought we wanted to check in again after the primary, because some things had changed and we just wanted to see where voters were. And our objective really is to see, where do we have agreement among all likely voters, Republicans, Democrats, independents, and non-affiliated voters, so we can really share with candidates running for office. These are really strongly held views by Arizona voters, and that candidates running for office should know about.
Well, there were four questions that are kind of, I think, are your headline questions for this. They dealt with fairness, security, accuracy, and confidence in the results of our elections. I wonder if you could talk about each one of those in turn.
Yes, absolutely. So as we know, in this political period that we're finding ourselves in, we hear a lot of discussion about, how safe are and fair our elections are, how accurate they are. We certainly are in an environment where we've heard about stolen elections, election fraud. We've been through a lot as a state and through these issues. And we thought, hey, why don't we just find out what Arizona voters think about elections? And so, yes, we asked about their views on the fairness, security, and accuracy of elections. We asked them about both the primary that we just had in August, and then we asked them to forecast how they would feel about the November election. So we did ask them, for example, did they believe that Arizona elections are fair? And 74% of all voters rate Arizona elections as fair. We also asked them if they believe that elections are secure, and 70% of all voters rate Arizona elections as secure. And then 80% of voters are confident in the accuracy of the results of the recent August primary. And then 77% of all voters expressed confidence that the results of the November election would be accurate.
Those numbers are on the comforting side, but as I looked through the crosstabs on this, the numbers among Republicans, as one might expect, differ in some cases by quite a bit. And not surprising to me, given that all of the discussion of stolen elections and fraud and have emanated on the Republican side. So what if we look at Republicans only, what do those numbers look like?
Sure. So the Republicans do have less confidence in the fairness, security, and accuracy of the elections. I should note that anything that we have put forward on what we're calling the Arizona Voters Agenda has to achieve at least 50% support among all the groups. So despite the fact that Republicans are lower in these areas, they're still above 50%. So just to break it down for you, I said that 74% of all voters rate Arizona elections as fair. The breakdown there is that 65% of Republicans, 68% of independent unaffiliated voters, and 89% of Democrats. And you kind of see that split throughout all of these issues. So just looking ahead to the November election, as a reminder, I said 77% of all voters are confident that the results of the November general election will be accurate. That breaks down to 66% Republicans, 70% independent unaffiliated voters, and 90% Democrats.
So I look at that, and there's kind of a glass half empty, glass half full, or two thirds maybe, element to this. On the one hand, very strong majorities of the entire electorate feel elections are fair, secure, accurate, and have confidence in them. But if I were to look only at Republicans, I say on the issue of fairness, 65% of Republicans say the elections are fair. 54% of perilously close to half of Republicans say the elections are secure. 70%, a somewhat higher number, say that the accuracy of the results of the recent primary election were okay. And two-thirds, 66% of Republicans feel that the general election results will be accurate. In other words, to flip that one around as an example, a third of Republicans don't think that the results will be accurate. And I don't know, and I suspect you don't either, what that would look historically, but I would imagine if you were to go back not too many years, I would expect all these numbers would have been up in the 90s.
You know, we never know what we're going to find when we go into these surveys, but I have to say I was perhaps persuaded by the dialogue, you know, the public dialogue around the election fraud and all these things that are being discussed. So I would say somewhat surprised perhaps that the results were as high as they are. But at the same time, as you say, is it half full or half empty, the glass? And we don't have historical data, but I think that I tend to agree with you that the numbers would have been higher in the past.
So to characterize again, a majority of Republicans think on all of these measures say positive things. But it is also true that a very significant minority don't feel that way. And that to me is troubling for the future of democracy.
It is, absolutely. And I think that's something we should certainly be concerned about. I do think, though, it can temper a little bit how we're hearing our public dialogue, because I think we've tended to hear more from the voices of, you know, the minority of voters. And so we think it's important to put this information out there just so that we have a sense of, you know, where we actually stand with likely voters in Arizona.
Indeed. Fair context. If you didn't have this as a baseline, some people might be tempted to conclude that almost all Republicans think the election wasn't fair or was stolen or something like that. And this clearly refutes that.
That's right. And we did not ask about the 2020 election because that one has become so politicized. So we think it's really interesting actually to ask questions about where we are in real time relative to our current elections. And so I think, it's really important information. I think it's important to know that, yes, majorities of voters, a range of them, but do believe that our elections are safe, fair, secure, and accurate, but that we do have, not insignificant percentage, especially of Republican voters who don't necessarily feel that way. Not a majority, but a significant number.
Now, you've said you've shared this with candidates. I'd love to hear about what those conversations went like and what kind of reactions you had when you shared these figures with candidates.
Well, we've been putting this information out. We have not directly shared it with any individual candidate. We're just trying to get this information out, just like I'm talking to you in lots of different fora in terms of sharing this information. But we haven't briefed candidates individually on these results.
Okay, would love to be a fly on the wall when some of this, to see whether, that's aha. Well, I'm persuaded, or that's I don't know. You're part of this whole conspiracy, I suppose, is the other reaction that one could have. But
we have a few other findings on how voters generally look at elections, if I'm happy to share.
Yeah, let's do that now. And then I want to, after we break, I want to go into some of the specifics on some of the policy issues. But yeah, staying on elections, please do share.
So, for example, also maybe somewhat surprisingly, given this dialogue, political narrative, I should say, nationally and in Arizona about polarization and division and ideologically driven campaigns, you know, two-thirds of voters have said that they care more about where candidates stand on the issues and their plans for addressing them than on ideology. So ideology comes very low on the list. Really interestingly, we asked voters, you know, whether they preferred candidates who really stuck to their guns, who stuck to their ideology, or did they prefer candidates who were willing to negotiate and compromise in order to get something done. So by a 2-to-1 margin, likely voters actually prefer candidates willing to negotiate and compromise. And again, in this very divided, polarized narrative we find ourselves in, I actually thought that was a pretty remarkable finding.
I wonder if you had a question on whether people voted in the primary, because the supposition I might make is that while that may be true for the overall electorate, the primary voters may be more of a make no compromise kind of ilk, or certainly if the candidates think so, because that's the more of the rhetoric in the primaries on both sides was, we're going to fight this other side. They're evil. We're right. Some of those same candidates have tried to moderate that a little bit in the general election. Did you happen to look at primary voters separately?
So this survey was of likely voters in the general election. So you are correct that they may be a little bit more open to these sorts of issues. I think certainly the primary system itself, the partisan primary system itself, does tend to, you know, incentivize candidates to focus on, you know, small minorities of voters that really determine primary outcomes.
We'll be back with Sybil.
These are all likely voters.
Yeah, we will be back with Sybil Francis of the Center for the Future of Arizona after the break in the Think Tank.
The Think Tank, KTAR News on 92.3 FM and KTAR.com.
We're back with Sybil Francis. She's the president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona, who recently did a series of polls, two of them on what Arizonans want. Let's break this out topically, if we could. What were the highlights of what you found that Arizona citizens want on the matter of education?
We did two surveys. We did one prior to the August primary and then one afterwards. And one reason we wanted to do a second survey was because we asked Arizona likely voters their outlook on funding for education. And if you'll recall, the legislature did put, I think it was $1 billion into education at the end of the session.
And in exchange for which they opened up vouchers.
Yes. But our original survey did not capture that moment. So our survey went out before that happened in the legislature. So we really wanted to check back with voters because voters had indicated, you know, that they thought education was underfunded, among other things. And so we just wanted to check back in and see where voters stood on that issue. So what we had asked was we asked about education funding in a number of different ways. One question was, what should the state be doing with the surplus? Would you prefer investments by the state of the surplus into education and infrastructure, so roads, public safety? And voters, 2-to-1, preferred investments rather than tax cuts. So that was an interesting finding. That's what we found before the primary. But after the action on the legislature, we wanted to ask that question again. And so we essentially got the same answer, that not only do Arizonans prefer investments in education, public infrastructure, and other areas over getting a tax break, they believe that education is still underfunded and that teachers should have higher pay. So this is something that we just hear over and over and over from all the surveys that we've been doing.
No doubt influenced by periodic reports that we've been 49th or 50th by some measures in funding education.
Yeah, that's right. And I think really the highest item on our survey was that Arizonans want to have more quality teachers and principals in schools. We had 89% of likely voters say that that is a top priority. And again, this is among Democrats, Republicans, independents, and non-affiliated voters.
89% overall. What was the number like among Republicans? If there's going to be opposition.
So for quality teachers and principals, we had actually 96% of Republicans feel that way. What we call total support, so that's strongly support and support, 95% of independents, non-affiliated, and 98% of Democrats.
So basically, on that question, there's no difference whatsoever.
No. There's absolute agreement on that. We also had strong agreement among the political parties on the expanding career and technical education opportunities. That was something that was very high on everyone's agenda.
We're down to 2 minutes. I want to let you talk about water if you'd like to.
Okay. Yeah, so water, what we did in our second survey, you know, the first survey showed that Arizonans really understand that we have a water issue, and they want to hear what the plans of candidates on water. And the candidates have started talking more about water than they were before. But what we asked was, what do you prioritize in terms of where we put our water? Do you prioritize agriculture, conservation, and recreation, or growth? And to me, it was very interesting that the electorate is actually equally divided among those three. They're pretty much, you know, a third, a third, a third. So that was very interesting.
And kind of difficult for a policymaker to get direction out of that.
Yes, I think it basically says policymakers need to figure out how to get us more water and for us to use water more efficiently, because there doesn't seem to be any clear indicator, and that in some ways we want and need it all, according to the electorate. 75% of likely voters are worried that we won't have enough water in our future. So they're very concerned about water overall.
There's another way of looking at that, I suppose. It says to a policymaker is that if the experts lead you in one direction or another, saying that's going to be more effective, that a policymaker has some latitude to move, given that the public is divided on the issue and perhaps is amenable to some education on how we get there towards more water, which I think probably is a universal goal. And it may be a good thing that that there's some latitude. Well, thank you very much. This is very enlightening to listen to immediately prefatory to the upcoming election. And I thank you for your contribution to our public discourse.